Shitty Future von The Bronx bei Flux FM. Als die LA Hardcore-Punk-Band The Bronx nach ihrer dritten Platte nicht mehr so richtig weiter wusste und keine Lust hatte, schon wieder eine neue Punk-Platte zu machen, da schlugen sie eine komplett andere Richtung ein, wollten was total anderes ausprobieren. Sie tauschten Stromgitarren und Dreck im Getriebe mit Trompeten und Geigen. Die Band Mariachi El Bronx war geboren und mit dieser Band sind sie getourt. Und zwar viele Jahre, 4 bis 5 Jahre waren sie unterwegs, haben 2 Platten aufgenommen, waren mit den Foo Fighters auf Tour und haben unglaublich viele Festivals gespielt. Und nun kam wohl irgendwann der Moment, wo Matt mit seinen Jungs gesagt hat, ne, jetzt müssen wir wieder die andere Richtung einschlagen. Und so wurde wieder eine The Bronx-Platte aufgenommen. Matt ist heute zu Besuch. Seine Jungs sind auch schon in der Zitadelle Spandau vor Ort, denn da werden sie heute Abend aufspielen. Ich freue mich sehr, dass er sich vorher ein bisschen Zeit genommen hat, durch den dichten Stadtverkehr hier zu uns nach Kreuzberg zu kommen. Ich sage herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM. What are you laughing you. About?
No, I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying myself. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you here. Das letzte Mal haben wir nämlich noch gesprochen an einem anderen Ort, wo unser Sender ein bisschen umgezogen war. Da haben wir nämlich noch in einer anderen Straße in Prenzlauer Berg gewohnt. Da musste er aber auch in den 5. Stock hochstapfen. Das ist jetzt wieder so und ich freue mich sehr, dass er da ist. El Mariachi is resting right now a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit though. We just finished our 3rd record, so it's going to be coming out probably in October.
Really?
So it's not, I mean, there's no real rest between the bands. They just kind of, they're going back and forth. So, yeah.
So it was a good idea back then to start this mariachi.
No, it wasn't.
Come on. Many people got to know you through this band. Can we say that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really amazing. You know, it's a creative outlet for us. It's a very inspiring, you know, musical thing that we're, you know, it's attached to us now, so it's hard work being in 2 bands, but it's really rewarding because it's unique, and we don't really have a problem with working hard, so we enjoy it, and it's a cool spot to be in.
Absolut, und es ist ja auch so, wenn man vorher eigentlich als Hardcore-Punk-Band unterwegs war, dann sollten sie mal einen Song spielen von der neuen Platte damals und dann hieß es aber, mach das bitte akustisch, und dann haben sie gesagt, das klingt aber blöd, und dann dachten sie, ach komm, wir machen einen Joke draus und machen das jetzt im Mariachi-Style, und so sind sie eben auf die Mariachi-Schiene gekommen und das hat so viel Spaß gemacht und kam so gut an, dass sie ja mehrere Alben in diesem Stil produziert haben. Natürlich kommt man dann auch zu seinen Wurzeln wieder zurück. So the new album is of course influenced by your Mariachi history, is it? Or is it not?
The new Mariachi record is influenced more on the probably on the darker side of life. You know, it's the darkest record we've probably written as Mariachi band, for sure. So it's got sounds from all over the place. We put some electronic stuff in this time, and it's a kind of a crazy leap forward, you know, for us. So we're really excited about it.
But tonight there's going to creep a little mariachi in, or is it only...
No. Tonight is all rock and roll, all punk music in your face.
Okay, and that's not hard to, you know, to hold through. You have to, you're just going to do it. Or sometimes a colleague will say, come on, let's do a little mariachi stuff.
Every now and then people really want both bands at the same time. And we've done tours where mariachi opened up for the Bronx. And that was really cool. But it's really hard to do, like to go into the mariachi stuff if we were doing a Bronx show. One, because we had to put the suits on. And then 2, you know, there's 3 extra guys in the band. So, you know, we have to have them out with us.
Ja, also er kann natürlich nicht die Mariachi-Nummer heute abziehen, sondern heute gibt's Punkmusik, und zwar vom Allerfeinsten. Und da werdet ihr auch jetzt schon mal in den Genuss vorab kommen, denn wir hören ein Stück der aktuellen Platte von The Bronx. Youth Wasted, und heute Abend in der Zitadelle Spandau. The Bronx mit Youth Wasted. Matt Cawthron ist immer noch bei uns zu Besuch, der Frontmann dieser Band. Wir haben ihm schon ein bisschen Fußball-Talk gemacht, denn er musste ja leider mit ansehen, wie die Amerikaner rausgeschmissen wurden. So, how do the Americans pronounce Jürgen Klinsmann?
Yeah, they just say Klinsmann.
They just say Klinsmann. Yeah. Jürgen?
Jürgen. Jürgen. Yeah. No, they say Jürgen. Jürgen Klinsmann, yeah.
So he's quite popular over there.
You know what? People didn't really know what to make of him at first. And then when he left Landon Donovan at home for the World Cup, people were kind of, you know, question him a little bit, but he's a really good coach. I think he's really good.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, you know, we got kicked out yesterday, which is a bummer, but you know, everyone's really happy with him and the job he did. So, you know, I back him.
That's good. And he can come back to LA, live there and do his job for the next year. Do you think so? Yes.
Yeah. Hey, he's cool with me.
Sehr schön. Ja, die Band, wie gesagt, ist jetzt von LA rübergekommen. Sie starten ihre Tour, kann man so sagen. Heute ist es ein Support-Gig und dann geht's richtig ab. So you're touring a lot in Europe, right?
Yeah, we're over here for pretty much the whole month. And then we'll probably be back once the new Mariachi record comes out. Yeah. But yeah, it's we go Europe all this month and then we go home to kind of do some stuff for the record and kind of get ready to go back out on tour. And then once the record's out, you know, we'll have to invite you again for
a mariachi.
Absolutely. Yeah, we should do like a live on the radio thing. We could do a couple songs. That'd be fun.
That would be great. Und The Bronx wurden ja damals in einer kleinen Garage gestartet und in die sind sie jetzt wohl zurückgegangen, um wieder ein bisschen auch zu den Wurzeln zurückzukommen und die Platte neu aufzunehmen mit dem Garagenbesitzer. So there's the owner of a garage. His name is Bo. Is it?
He doesn't have the... Well, yeah, technically his studio is still in his garage. He moved. The garage is moved. But yeah, we recorded the first three Bronx songs in our friend Bo's garage.
Yeah.
And he ended up recording the next three songs. And then we did the last four songs with the Guns N' Roses guitar player, Gilby Clark. And that was those three sessions made our first record. So that was the first Bronx record. And Bo and Gilby have, you know, been good friends ever since. Bo actually did the last Bronx record. So it was kind of a return, you know, a return to the garage, so to speak.
Yeah, and it helped you a little bit to start.
It's all about, you know, it's some bands, you know, all bands work different ways. But for us, it's like the more relaxed we are, the better, you know. So working with your friends, you know, someone who knows your band, knows you as a person, knows your personalities, knows what you want to sound like, is a lot easier. You know, it's like we're at the stage where it's, you know, we don't really need like
a big famous producer. Like,
yeah. You know, it's like, hey, maybe somewhere down the line just to do it, you know, but we did that. We did that on our second record and it was an experience, you know. It took a really long time and we don't really want to take a long time making records anymore.
Also lieber mit netten, alten, guten Freunden zusammensetzen, mit denen man sich gut versteht, die wissen, wie man selber tickt. Und dann klappt das auch viel besser mit der Produktion, als wenn man sich vielleicht irgend so einen Überproduzenten schnappt und man ewig lange rumdiskutiert und bastelt. Und deswegen sind sie das Ganze jetzt sehr entspannt angegangen. So, what's new in LA? Has opened a new shop near you, a new butcher or something that you have to tell us?
You know, summertime is in full swing. The beaches are packed, mm-hmm. and the waves are cranking. And
are they? That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, and it's beautiful, you know. But it's I'm very excited to be over here though, because I do believe that, you know, Europe in the summertime is something that, especially for people, you know, from California or just people who don't really get out of the United States. It's something that's really, really magical, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm very, very stoked to be here this month because, you know, the weather is just, it's going to be great. And, you know, going to places, you know, you come to Berlin, you go to, you know, we're going to Stockholm and different places like that, going to Norway. And it's so beautiful. You know, I cannot wait.
Well, that's great. Your vocal cords, they seem to be in a very good mood.
Yeah.
For that kind of music that you're making tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How come?
Well, you know, you have to make sure you have to keep them satisfied with, uh-huh. you know, zero sleep, a lot of beer.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
I see. And I just saw that Heidi Klum is selling her villa in Malibu.
I'm actually in the running to get it.
Are you?
Yes.
That's nice. It's $25 million.
Yeah. Me and Heidi go way back. You know, I actually introduced her to Seal. You know, a lot of people don't know that.
Oh my God, I just watched these photos. It's really big. You know, when someone wants to get rid of its apartment, then...
Yeah, it's a little gaudy, but yeah, I'm going to have to do some furniture rearranging, you know, probably once I get in there, but...
Yeah, maybe you can invite me sometime.
Yeah, it's an open invitation. Ach, you are welcome whenever.
Also, heute Abend The Bronx in der Zitadelle Spandau. Wenn ihr sagt, da muss ich hin, dann jetzt zum Telefonhörer greifen. 030 für Berlin 2000 9000. 030 für Berlin 2000 9000. Matt war bei uns und hat uns ein bisschen aus dem Nähkästchen erzählt. Und ich habe noch eine Einladung in die Heidi Klum Villa bekommen. Thanks a lot. I will bring all my friends.
Yeah.
Make a huge party. You know, in the jacuzzi, stuff like that.
Yep.
So have fun tonight.
Absolutely.
Greetings to your friends.
Hey, I'll tell them you said hello.
Have a big time on stage, of course. Greetings to your vocal cords. They're really in a good shape.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to Mariachi El Bronx.
We Let's have
to
do it.
When is the next album coming out?
Probably early October. We were going to do it September, but don't look at me like that. I don't have an exact date. you know, I'm hanging on by a thread here. I might fall asleep at any moment. it was supposed to come out in September, but I think we're going to try to do something really unique to set it up. So I think we're going to buy ourselves a little time. So early October, I think it should be out.
Also, früher Oktober kommt wahrscheinlich die neue Mariachi Al Bronx Platte. Wir hören 48 Roses, aber wie gesagt, ihr wisst, heute in der Zitadelle wird ein etwas härterer Gang eingelegt. Da dann The Bronx als Hardcore Punk Band. Jetzt aber... Mariachi El Bronx.
That's
ciao,
good.
Ciao, bambino. That's ciao,
good.
Ciao.
That's good.
That's Italian.
Yeah, I know. Ciao, bella.
Ciao, bello. Alla prossima volta.